Today I have an incredible story of forgiveness to share. Padre Pio faced a shocking case of blackmail and slander from one of his own fellow priests. But how Padre Pio responded will truly inspire you. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. The story I'm sharing today comes from the book called Padre Pio, The True Story by Bernard Ruffin. Within his pages, there is a chapter that dives into a captivating tale of blackmail. Listen to this. Toward the end of 1925, Giovanni Micio, one of the priests at San Giovanni Rotondo, who held a deep hostility towards Padre Pio, wrote a book that aimed to tarnish the reputation of Padre Pio and his family. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly was in this book? Well, we don't know for sure because the book eventually disappeared. But we know it contained slander against Padre Pio and his family. More specifically, Padre Pio's sister, Pellegrina Forgione, who was considered the black sheep of the family. Whatever the content of the book was, Father Giovanni was sure he would make a profit out of it, one way or another. So he went to Pertulcina, Padre Pio's hometown, and gave a copy of his book to Padre Pio's brother, Michel. He then explained that he had already received an advance of 5,000 lire for the book's publication, but he would cancel the publication and return the money if the Forgione family paid him the same amount. So here we have blackmail in its lowest form. Nowadays we have phishing. Michel explained to Father Giovanni that he did not have that much money on hand, but he was willing to sell some of his family's land to stop Padre Pio from being hurt. Father Giovanni agreed to this deal. However, Michel decided to share this blackmail with a well-connected man named Emanuele Brunato. If you're not familiar with Mr. Brunato, he is considered Padre Pio's first spiritual son. He saw himself as Padre Pio's guardian and was known for fearing no one. In addition, he was a wealthy businessman with a troubled past and loved Padre Pio greatly. Brunato traveled to Rome and informed Cardinal Gasparri, the Secretary of State, about the scheme. The Cardinal was furious. He shouted, "Put Giovanni behind bars." This made the situation even more serious. So back in Pertulcina, Michel made a new deal with Father Giovanni. He offered him 4,000 lire in cash and promised to give the rest after selling the land. Father Giovanni agreed to the offer and took the money. But little did he know that Michel gave him banknotes with serial numbers registered with the police, who were now informed about the blackmail. To make things worse for Father Giovanni, the police caught him red-handed while he was trying to destroy a threatening note he intended to send to Michel Forgione, in which he had written, "Your days are numbered." When the news finally reached Padre Pio, who was unaware of the plot against him to this point, he almost fainted. He tried to convince his brother not to file a complaint against the priest, but Michel refused to listen, insisting, "It is my duty to defend my brother against slander." When Padre Pio continued to insist that the case not be taken to court, Michel informed him that they would not see each other again until the process against Father Giovanni was underway. Padre Pio then contacted his brother's lawyer, Mr. Caprile, who agreed to a meeting. They spoke for about an hour in Padre Pio's cell, and at least one friar heard the two men shouting at each other. I guess that's just how people do business in that part of Europe. When Caprile finally decided to leave, Padre Pio grabbed him by the hand and implored, "Promise me you won't allow Don Giovanni to be convicted." Caprile responded, "Father, you know I can't work against my own client, and your brother is my client." Padre Pio was furious. "I've said all that needs to be said. I'm sending you to ensure the priest isn't condemned." "Since it's your wish," the lawyer humbly replied, "and since you're giving me an order, I will do everything to soften the circumstances and save the priest." Once Caprile left, Padre Pio began to pace around his cell, shaking his head and shedding tears. He kept repeating, "A priest behind bars, and it's all because of Padre Pio." But the lawyer kept his promise, and despite the judge finding Father Giovanni's manuscript repulsive, and even more so because it was written by a priest, Giovanni's sentence was suspended. While Father Giovanni was never disciplined by his superiors for his criminal activities, he approached Michel and Padre Pio to seek forgiveness. The two brothers also reconciled and warmly embraced Father Giovanni, assuring him that all was forgiven. Until his passing, 40 years later, Father Giovanni continued to visit the convent regularly to see Padre Pio and request his prayers. End of story. In this wonderful story, we witness Padre Pio embodying the very essence of Jesus' prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Padre Pio's heart knew no grudges, and revenge was far from his thoughts. What strikes me as profound in this story is Padre Pio's wisdom. He knew that showing mercy would be more beneficial for Father Giovanni's soul than passing judgment. As it turns out, he was right. Father Giovanni repented and spent the rest of his days as a faithful follower of Padre Pio. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. Or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.